This is Asian View from NHK World Japan. I'm Yoshio Gasuwara. South Korea has condemned Russia and North Korea for signing a mutual defense treaty this week. South Korea's presidential office says anything that directly or indirectly aids North Korea's military buildup violates UN Security Council resolutions. And it points out that Russia is a permanent member of the Security Council that led moves to impose sanctions on North Korea. A senior official of the presidential office says Seoul may reconsider its policy of not providing lethal weapons to Ukraine. Toyota Motor has released a breakdown of the voting results at this week's shareholder meeting. They show chairman and former president Toyoda Akio received an approval rating of just over 70%. That's the lowest among the automaker's directors. Two U.S. proxy advisory firms had cited testing irregularities in recommending that shareholders reject Toyota's reappointment. New footage reveals that Robert Oppenheimer, known as the father of the atomic bomb, wept and said, "I'm sorry," when he met survivors of the attack on Hiroshima. The newly found video shows interpreter Taylor Yoko speaking in 2015 about a meeting in the U.S. between Oppenheimer and a survivor from Hiroshima in 1964.
When we entered the laboratory room, Mr. Oppenheimer had tears streaming down his face, and he repeatedly said, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry."
The survivor wrote in his high school alumni newsletter that Oppenheimer said he did not want to talk about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. He added those words conveyed the burden Oppenheimer was carrying. We're broadcasting from NHK in Tokyo.
Japan's auto industry has once again been hit by a scandal over safety tests. Five companies have admitted to falsifying performance tests to get safety certifications. Three of them have been ordered to suspend some shipments. We spoke about this with Osanai Atsushi. He's a professor at the Graduate School of Business and Finance of Japan's Waseda University. Toyota, Mazda, Yamaha, Honda, and Suzuki have admitted to misconduct. Professor Osanai, what's your take on these revelations?
As those companies say, there will be no safety issue with their vehicles. But the value of an automobile is not only functional value, but also its emotional value. If security and reliability are compromised, the brand power of Japanese automobiles could be reduced in the long term. There will be a serious problem.
Right. There have been several cases of such misconduct by Japanese automakers in the last couple of years. Why does this keep happening?
Inspections are needed to create and guarantee value, but competition in the automotive industry has become extremely intense. That puts pressure on automakers to shorten development and manufacturing time and cut costs. They've lost sight of what to cut and what to keep. You could say the sluggish Japanese economy is the root cause.
Some analysts say Japan's national safety standards for vehicles aren't up to date. What do you think?
It's hard to generalize because safety standards differ around the world and there are many things that have to be inspected. But if a car is to be sold not only in Japan but also in other countries, it must be built to meet the standards of those countries. As a result, Japanese automakers have very strict internal safety standards. But if they don't match Japanese standards, it's considered fraud. I think the certain arrogance about Japanese high technology and high quality was another cause of this scandal.
Right. Government officials have conducted on-site inspections of all five companies implicated in the most recent scandal. What impact do you think this will have?
Considering the sales volume of the models involved, I don't think there will be a serious impact on the company's business, but parts makers in the supply chains could be seriously affected. I think consumers all over the world used to trust Japanese quality, but the quality may turn out to have been just a myth. These companies need to reaffirm the basic principle that quality is the key to value creation.
That was Osanai Atsushi, a professor at Japan's Waseda University. This is Asian View from NHK World Japan. I'm Keiko Kitagawa.